The Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome back to another week, a new week, another episode of Superhuman Radio. Got a great show planned for you today. In just a moment, we'll be talking to Aaron Doherty, the brains behind AnabolicMinds.com, and this is their anniversary, a nine-year anniversary. We're going to be talking about where the website got started and where it has gone and what the future holds in store for it. Before we get started with that, I just want to make an announcement. Quest Protein Bars. They have been overwhelmed with requests to launch their new natural line. They have eliminated the sucralose in their natural line, all the same flavors that were available before, but now the natural line does not use sucralose. It does use stevia, and it also uses another sweetener that we'll talk about tomorrow when we have Ron Kane on. But they are, as of 10 a.m. this morning, Pacific time, you will be able to purchase the new natural line. However, you must understand something. They were not prepared to launch the natural line this soon. So what they have is basically the prototype bars that come in the silver foil packages that they use to ship to those of us who were sampling them and making comments about them. So these are not the traditional for sale wrappers, but they are still the same bars that you would get with the new wrappers. If you are interested in getting your hands on the new natural line, which I have to tell you, I tasted the hot cinnamon roll flavor. I don't know what they call it yet. It's like a Cinnabon flavor. It tastes buttery. I want more. They're fantastic. And their new peanut butter and jelly flavor, I don't know what they do over there to get the flavors right on the way they get them, but these are by far the best protein bars I've ever tasted in my life, and I'm not just saying that. I eat them constantly. They're so delicious. And you can get two free bars by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to test them yourself. But as of 10 a.m. this morning, Pacific time, you'll be able to get your hands on the new natural Quest Protein Bars. Don't miss this opportunity. These are going to sell out really, really fast because everybody's asking for them. Okay. My guest this morning is Aaron Doherty, and he is the brains, I like to say, behind Anabolic Minds. Obviously, there's other people involved in his team, but he's the person who is responsible for the proliferation of this website. How you doing, Aaron?
Doing good, Carl. How you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. So first of all, before we get started to talking about Anabolic Minds, I have to ask you how you even got involved in the world of physical culture. Were you a competitive bodybuilder at one time?
I was not, no.
Okay. So did you just embrace physical culture as a form of exercise for overall health?
Yeah, I mean, I got involved probably, almost 10 years ago. I fell in love with it. I just, like most people, I just did it to, initially I did it to get bigger. I was always the skinny kid, growing up, and there just came a time in my life that I just wanted to get bigger, and it started, and it started working out with probably, in this little apartment gym, and
right.
It grew from there. And
interestingly enough, the apartment gyms have those, that one machine that has all the different apparatuses on them, right? Is that the one you
said?
And that has to be by far one of the most dangerous machines to train on, especially the shoulder press, which usually was like a cantilever. I don't believe that the angles that those machines put your body in were really, really healthy angles.
No. I mean, luckily at that point in time, I was so small and so weak that I really wasn't moving much weight. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, I got started with one of those and it just grew and grew. And, you know, I fell in love with it to the point where, you know, like most people, it just became a lifestyle. I mean, every minute of every second of every day, I was thinking about it, you know, whether I was reading or just, you know, with your diet and training and everything. And,
yeah, honing your skills, no doubt about
yeah.
it. Now I have to ask you, how big of a guy are you right now? First of all, I know that you're running the Anabolic Minds website, which we're going to talk more about here in just a moment, requires
yeah.
round the clock. I mean, I know that you put in very, very long and arduous days. There's a lot more that goes into running a business than most people think there is. Do you still have time to train?
I took off, actually, you know, when I started to run this site, I took a lot of years off. I probably, you know, I just started back actually recently, but I took a good 4 years off.
Wow, that's a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah, I took a long time off, and I just did not, I got burned out. I just didn't want to go to the gym. I didn't want to deal with it. You know, recently, you know, I really have gotten back into it recently and sort of doing what I used to do because it just became work. I mean, it became, you know, every day, you know, 24 hours was either, you know, dealing with Anabolic Minds or the site or the training business that I had going, you know, years
and,
ago.
And plus you have a family.
Yeah, I do. I mean, now I have, you know, I have a wife, I have a kid, I have another one on the way. And things sort of get in the way and you just lose. With me, it's either all or nothing. So either I do it all the way or I really have a tough time doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I stopped, but I, you know, recently I really got back into it, but the goal is much different now. The goal is much more, health oriented. You know, the aesthetics I'm not really worried about too much. You know, before I was, you know, if I was over 10%, 12% body fat, that was unacceptable to me.
Right.
And I worked tirelessly at maintaining a certain physique. You know, I didn't have the greatest genetics, but, you know, I busted my butt in the gym and my diet was just impeccable. But, you know, to me, that was fun. You know,
yeah.
I liked it. So,
yeah.
You know, once it started turning into a business, it sort of kind of grind on you and, it was tough. It was tough, and I just got burned out. I didn't want anything to do with it, and you know, I lost a lot of interest in the whole bodybuilding aspect. But now with family, kids, everything, now it's much more health oriented, it's kind of funny now. I gained so much weight when I was lifting and bodybuilding. Now it's tough. You know, if I go to try to jog or do anything type of running, it's sort of tough because my joints really can't take it. And so that's sort of a challenge now. But
right, the health. Well, that's why when we get older, health becomes the goal more than anything else. Aesthetics,
yeah.
like I always say, I would like to look like Marky Mark did when he did that poster ad, the underwear ad in Times Square, in New York. You know,
I'm
nice broad shoulders, trim midsection. Some
yeah.
abs, but not overly muscular, just real athletic looking. And the truth of the matter is I'm not too far from there right now, so I feel good about mm-hmm. that. But the idea of being a freak is not appealing to me. I don't want people looking at me because I'm freakishly large. So
yeah.
I can relate to that. Now, when,
yeah, I agree. I mean, there was a time where that was great. I mean, if guys want to do that, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's just different goals, different time periods of your life. And that's just not where I'm, you know, where I am anymore. I just don't think I have the dedication to do that. I mean, it takes a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of effort to sort of live that lifestyle. I just don't think I can do that anymore. But more power to those who can.
Right, right. Right. Okay. So let's do this. Let's take our commercial break early. Okay.
All right.
Let's take our commercial break early because when we come back, what I want to talk about is how you ended up acquiring, because you acquired Anabolic Minds, right? You didn't start the website.
No, I did not.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Erin Doherty. AnabolicMinds.com. If you've been living in the dark, then you don't know that AnabolicMinds.com hosts the official Superhuman Radio Forum. You can get there by going to SuperhumanRadio.com and looking at the very, very top of the page and clicking the forum link. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Erin Doherty from AnabolicMinds.com. I do have to make one announcement before we get on with the interview. For those of you who entered to win a Shaker Pro shaker bottle, I made an announcement on Friday's Casual Friday show that Shaker Pro has not responded to any of our emails. They haven't paid their advertising. And so we have had to cancel the Shaker Pro shaker bottle giveaway because the company is non-responsive. I apologize to everybody. We're trying to find another shaker bottle company to step in and give away the 18 a month for the 3 months that we did advertise it. I'm working on that right now. So those of you who did enter, you will get something, I promise you, once your name is drawn. But it won't be a Shaker Pro shaker bottle because the company is not living up to their commitments. It's very unfortunate, but I can't teach people how to run their businesses. I can only advertise them. Anyway, we're talking with Erin Doherty. Erin is with Anabolic Minds. He is actually not the founder, but the guy who picked up the ball and made Anabolic Minds what it is today. Probably one of the most successful websites in the area of physical culture and nutrition. Erin, you acquired Anabolic Minds at what point in time?
Summer of 2004.
why? did you ever ask yourself that during the journey? Why did I do this?
I do now. I mean, back then I was heavily into lifting then, and I started my, people, I was on the boards for a lot of years, and people always would say, hey, you ever consider training people? And so I started a training business, and I didn't start it with plans on getting rich. I think most people that start personal training businesses do it because they love it. And, I started that, and I was a moderator actually on the board at the time.
On Anabolic Minds?
Yes, on Anabolic Minds. Okay. And the owner, he wanted to sell. He was getting into another business. So he wanted to sell, and he had a bunch of people that sort of wanted to buy it. And at that point, he had a lot of buyers that were sort of, they wanted to buy it and turn it into their own sort of personal marketing for products. Now, at the time I started the personal training business, and that's all I was really doing. And I just sort of wanted to piggyback the board because it already had a pretty good membership. And just from getting to know him and being a moderator, he decided to sell to me because he felt that I would probably be best at carrying on what he wanted the board to be. He started the board back in 2002, and it was actually originally named BDC Nutrition. And Bobby had a transdermal business that, back then that was kind of the rave. The big thing back then.
I can't believe how many of us got started in transdermal delivery.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's a much different world these days.
Yeah, I know.
So he started that, to really kind of push his brand while at the same time having, a discussion board and a forum and things like that. So he decided to go somewhere else, and I borrowed the money from my at that time it was my girlfriend and who is now my wife. So, I was dirt poor. I had no money. I was broke. I was, living off credit cards. Like a lot of people. She sort of saw something in me and she sort of loaned me the money and I bought it. And, that's how it went down. And, I never envisioned being what it is today. I mean, I sort of had an idea that it might, but I mean, at the time, I never thought it would sort of blossom into what it's become.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did you have any corporate background? What were you doing before you went to this?
No, I was actually, I had every job known to man.
Yeah.
I went to school late. I was in school in my mid-20s, and I didn't go to college straight out of high school.
Where are you from originally, Aaron?
Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, wow.
So kind of we're about 30 miles southwest of Philadelphia.
It's a sleepy little hollow that a lot of people only would recognize if you have any types of big financial dealings. Back in the day before Nevada stepped up, Wilmington, Delaware was the only place that you could file a corporation because they have no corporate taxes whatsoever, no corporate income taxes. And also, it's the largest site for metal repositories. Companies like Safra Bank and Wilmington, Delaware Bank, they actually have repositories where they store hard gold and silver for people who are involved in what's known as physical delivery programs, where you can hedge, you can buy gold but not take delivery of it, and then sell it real quick if it makes a margin move.
Yeah, I mean there's so many corporations based out of that little town.
Yeah.
I mean DuPont sort of kind of put it on the map, the tax friendly laws, brought a lot of corporations there. And that's sort of where I grew up, in and around that area. My wife's from the same area. She's from Southeast Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's sort of, when I tell people, I say, yeah, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, because they usually, if I
yeah,
tell
it's
them,
easier.
They don't.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
So now you take on this website, and by far, Anabolic Minds has to be one of the tightest forums in the physical culture community, the tightest run forums in the physical culture community. First of all, I haven't checked everybody's stats out there, but just looking at a cursory glance of the Alexa scores, you have better traffic than some of the websites that people think are the top websites, like, let's say, musculardevelopment.com. You have better traffic than they do, don't you?
I think so. I mean, it's a funny way how people judge websites. You know, like you would go to Alexa or Quantcast or any of those. And I mean, in reality, a lot of those sites are not really reflective of the amount of traffic we're doing. And we've grown a lot because of what we've done in terms of just, search engine optimization and marketing back when nobody even knew what that was. You know, we were doing this stuff, you know, in 04 and 05, when, you know, people had no idea, you know, what search engine optimization was. And we really kind of got into that. And that's sort of how we really generated a lot of traffic. And we still do. I mean, that's sort of our bread and butter. You know, people always say, oh, you're in the supplement industry. I said, no, I'm not in the supplement industry. I'm in the website industry. It's two very different things. That's sort of where, you know, we got our bread and butter. So, you know, I bought it in 04, and then I actually sold half of it to my current partner now. And he was sort of a computer guy. We both were, but he had a background in server management, things like that.
Didn't you tell me, first of all, give his name.
Greg Parsons.
Okay, Greg, because he's a wonderful guy. And when we got the forum up on the Supreme Radio Forum, he worked tirelessly to integrate all the players and all that sort of stuff. I mean, great guy. And so didn't you tell me that, didn't he work for like one of the big players back in the day, like Google or something like that?
Well, he worked for a guy in Miami that was doing this stuff back in like 98, 99, when it was, I mean, nobody knew. I mean, there were people, you know, this is back in the tech boom where you could, you know, a lot of these companies were sold based on the number of hits a website
right.
would get. And
right.
I mean, everything was so overpriced. So he worked in that industry, you know, just before anybody, I mean, before some of the largest sites even were online. So, so he was doing that. And, you know, I've known Greg for, God, I've almost 20 years. I think we're going about 18 years. So, I met him, and he was a freshman in college when I met him. And, so I've known him for so long, and, the partnership makes sense. And, I wouldn't be where I am today at this website without him. He's unbelievable.
Yeah. He does a lot of the heavy lifting, so to speak, on the website development side, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically manages all the servers, keeps everything up. I'd be in trouble without him.
Now you were a moderator, obviously, but did you really understand what it took? I notice a lot of people start forums in this day and age. You know, usually what happens is this. You correct me if I'm wrong, and this may not be your story, but this is what happens. Someone invests a couple years on a particular forum, pick a name. Something goes down, and they get blacklisted off the forum. Or they don't like the mods on that forum, and they leave voluntarily, and they go, you know what, I'm going to start my own forum because I'm gonna tell the truth, and I'm not going to ban people, and I'm not going to take down posts, and I'm going to start. And they start their own forum, and usually that goes for about a year or two, and then they just fade off. They're gone. You can't even find them anymore. Isn't that an accurate assessment of how forums generally start?
Very accurate.
Okay. All right. So when you took over the forum, you were a moderator, so you had a glimpse into what it takes to run a forum. But I don't think most people realize what it takes to run a forum. Did you really know what it was going to entail?
At that time, yeah, I did. I mean, I had about a year and a half of experience dealing with it. And, you know, from the management aspect, you know, how you do things, I mean, nobody's ever going to agree with you 100%. You know, usually if you get 50%, you're good, you know, because, you know, with any decision you're going to make, you know, someone that agrees, someone that disagrees. And so you're going to take a lot of heat. And, you know, you have to be sort of, you got to have a pretty thick skin because you're going to get called every name in the book. And, you know, I'm human just like everyone else. And boy, sometimes it's tough to let certain things go because you just, you know, speculation rules and it's all, you know, it's all about perception and what people perceive to be real. And it often isn't the case. So, you know, you sort of have to, it goes with the territory and you're going to take your lumps and, it is what it is. And you try to do the right thing and you try to manage it as best as you can. And some people will like it. Some people won't.
Well,
and,
it's almost like a rite of passage to be banned on Anabolic Minds. I mean, I remember reading posts on other forums where people would say, I just posted this same thing over at AM and they banned me for it. And then you come to find out that it was a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Incendiary statement that they made. You guys worked very hard to keep the keyboard cowboys to a minimum, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, I mean, we took a much more proactive role in that. You know, sometimes, you know, probably more than we should have.
I think the opposite end of the spectrum. If Anabolic Minds is a forum that will not tolerate personal attacks or just minutia that doesn't contribute to the community, the opposite end of the spectrum would be like getbig.com, where you can go on that website and you can call people every name, every derogatory term, and the thread will build from there. And it's just nothing but, it's almost like schoolyard antics where everybody just sits around and insults each other.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I want a lot more traffic and I wanted, you know, a lot more people posting, I would let that go on because, you know, drama tends to build, you know, people come and want to participate in drama, read the drama.
Look at the news today. All they focus on is the negatives. Everybody tunes in for the news. It's the same thing.
So,
it's the same thing.
You know, if I wanted to make a business decision to make everything sort of, you know, have more traffic, that's what I would do. Now, I'm not into that. I want quality over quantity. And, you know, it's just, you know, when you're dealing with the general public, it's very tough to kind of draw the line. You know, wherever you draw that line, it's just, you know, you're going to have a group of people that agree and appreciate it, and you will have people that won't. And so we try to, you know, we tend to try to keep, you know, the trolls and the people that basically just want to come on there and really are bored and just want to kind of start trouble. And we try to keep them off, you know, but I mean, you can certainly voice your opinion in certain ways. I mean, you know, you can call me everything in the book and I'll generally let it go. But, you know, when you start doing it to other people, you know, that's, you know, we sort of try to tone it down.
You have to, because otherwise what happens is you lose the ability to have common discourse. Because let's face it, if you go on a forum and you ask a question because you sincerely want an answer, and then the first answer you get is, you know, something insulting, you know, how many times are you going to go back to that forum and ever post a question? And the reality is, what I've learned in years of radio is if you get a letter from somebody about, or an email from somebody about something you did or something you said, generally they represent about 1,000 other opinions. So if somebody posts a question, as idiotic as you may think it is, there are probably 1,000 other people out there who would like to know the answer. And if you don't have something positive to contribute to the discussion, you probably shouldn't just start out insulting people. Let's do this, Aaron. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up. I've got lots of good questions. We're talking with Aaron Doherty from AnabolicMinds.com. If you haven't visited the website, you should. The best way to get there is go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Superhuman Radio Forum link at the top of the page. We'll be right back.
Ich
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Aaron Doherty of AnabolicMinds.com, talking about where the website got started, and obviously we're going to be talking more about where it's going. So, Aaron, when you first started controlling and operating Anabolic Minds, obviously there was some very, very stringent techniques put in place to try to avoid the shills, if you will, of advertising, because you had sponsors on the board. And I think it's safe to say that really no other website really protected its sponsors to the degree that AM did. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
No.
No?
No.
No, when I say protected its sponsors, what I mean by that is you guys really worked hard to make sure that shills weren't going over there and posting fake advertisements for other products on your website.
Yeah, I mean, we protected advertisers in terms of stopping companies that aren't paying.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, people are always looking for free advertising, so they hire a grassroots group and they say, hey, go out to all these forums and post these, you know, these BS ads for, you know, this pill that acts like Viagra and stuff like that. And what you basically did was to protect the integrity of advertisers' investment in your forum. You didn't allow that sort of stuff to happen. You said, hey, look, don't worry about it, because we're going to make sure that the only people that can actually promote their products on the site are the people who are actually paying to promote their products on the site.
Yes. Yeah. And that way, definitely, because, I mean, it's fair. I mean, you know, if a company's paying to do this, then, you know, no other company should be able to do it if they're not.
Right. And, why should I pay? I can do that, let me stop paying and I'll just start posting stuff on your site. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, and I actually gained a lot of companies because they would come on and post, and I would tell them, like, you can't do that. You know, it's against the rules. We have paying customers here and it's not fair. And then they said, you know, well, how much is it? And all of a sudden they wanted to sign up.
Yeah, because it's reasonably priced as well. It's much more priced than most of the sites out there.
In terms of advertising dollars in this industry, compared to, you know, magazines and things like that, I mean, we're dirt cheap.
Yeah.
So, you know, we sort of took the philosophy of, I'd rather have volume. I'd have a lot of companies and have a lot of options for members to kind of see, and rather than having, you know, 2, 3, 4 sponsors that pay a lot of money, which, you know, there's companies out there that will definitely offer you a good chunk of money to keep it to themselves. And I never really wanted that.
Yeah. And so as a result, the website blossomed and grew, and obviously success followed the website. And now I have to ask you, you and I talked about this once before. Do you recall any of the most bizarre posts that really made you laugh when you saw these posts appearing on Anabolic Minds from visitors there?
Yeah, I mean, we had one guy that it actually almost crashed the server one time because we got so many people coming to it. At that time it was, I think we had maybe 2 servers running the site, and it overloaded him because he injected, it was IGF-1 into his, think of the worst place he could probably inject that into, and that's what he did.
Into his his genitals, you mean?
Pretty much, yeah, because he wanted that to grow. And so he did that, and then it was picked up on dig.com on the front page, and everyone's like, what the, you know, so they all basically came to the site, and that's probably the most memorable. And you just sort of kind of shake your head and
now, you think that was a legitimate post? Do you think that was somebody who was having some fun?
That one, I think, was legitimate. You know, this guy actually, he did, the way the post sounded, it, you know, you would automatically think, oh, it's fake. And no, this guy was going into like detail and, you know, why can't we do this? And he was almost defending his point of view, like, this should be able to work. And I just sort of shook my head
Holy mackerel.
I mean, it was a member that, you know, it was a member that had, I think at that time, had a bunch of posts. So he wasn't.
Yeah, he didn't just appear and post that as his first post, in other words.
Exactly. So, you know, at least from, you know, I can remember that. That's probably the oddest one. Now, in terms of funny, I mean, you know, anytime, you know, the range of insults that we receive on a daily basis, either through threads or personal messages.
Insults about the site or insults about the people who run the site?
Us. Yeah, about what we do. And you know, I've been called everything, you know, from, you know, sellout to Nazi to, I mean, it's just, you know.
The first time you read a derogatory, because this is interesting because I get this all the time too. The first time you read a derogatory post about yourself, do you remember what it was?
No, I mean, I got so many of them. The biggest one is when we started, you know, probably way back, you know, I think we started Anabolic Minds, and I think we had 2 sponsors at the time. And I remember one of them was Matt Cale of Desire Supplements, who is now Driven, and he was with us a long, long time ago. And, you know, we brought on two, you know, he was on there and I forget the other guy. But, you know, we were posting about something and some guy basically said, oh, you know, now you're taking money from companies. You're a complete sellout. Now everything's going to be censored and blah. And that was sort of the, you know, that's sort of where it started to where, people think, oh, you're editing posts and you're censoring posts or deleting posts because someone's paying you. And that's the most prevalent, insult that we always get. Now it's generally put in a much more, blunt way. You know, that's sort of where everything started. And then, you know, like if you delete anyone's post or edit anyone's post, they take it so personal that they call you every name in the book. That's probably the most that we get. And, you know, if they really knew the truth, it would bore them.
When you first, I remember the very first time, this is going back about 6 years ago. I remember, I Googled my name shortly after starting the show. I was probably on the air for maybe like about 5 or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I Googled my name and I found, a post on a forum. And I don't remember which one it was, to be honest with you. But I remember thinking, oh my God, you know, let me go there and read. And the guy, I'll never forget it. The guy said, Carl Lenore has never met a supplement he didn't like. He is obviously a shill for the industry. This is by far the worst podcast I've ever heard, loaded with commercial spots. And I thought to myself, wow, like, what did I do? You know, like at first I was like, wow, this really sucks. But then after reading lots of derogatory posts over the years, now it really doesn't even matter. Matter of fact, there was one on Anabolic Minds about the show that I did, with Dr. Peter Rouse about Louis, Pasteur, you know, and the whole germ theory. And the poster, I don't remember the whole thing, but he compared me. He said that I'm in good company along with the scientist Jenny McCarthy, you know, the blonde Jenny McCarthy. Apparently,
yeah.
You know, she's got an autistic child and she has theories on autism and all that sort of stuff. And so obviously she's an idiot. I'm an idiot too. So, yeah. And I, you know, and it's like, when you read those kind of things about yourself, do you even get offended anymore, or has it happened so much that it's like, it doesn't even strike a nerve anymore?
No, I generally, now I laugh. I'm like, you know, if you're going to insult me, at least make it funny. You know, I'm human just like everyone else. I used to get, you know, I'm like, you know, sort of pissed off and like, you know, this guy has no idea what he's talking about and sort of fly off the handle and, you know, me being Irish, it would sort of take over.
want to fight right away.
Yeah, so you're just like, you know, all right, let's go. And now it's, no, I mean, I've been accused of so many different things by so many people. And, you know, the truth is it's very, you know, in terms of, you know, that kind of stuff, it's boring. I mean, it's, you know, people think I know all these companies. I can count on one hand the amount of company owners that I've talked to in 9 years since this site has been up, because I just, you know, everything's sort of done a lot through email and they pay to advertise. I don't deal with them. I don't go to these shows or, I mean, I'm just not in the supplement industry.
Yeah. You're running a business. You're not actually
it's a
out
website
there.
And it's, the idea is to get people's eyes on the website, you know, quality, you know, people. And, you know, everyone thinks there's another agenda. And I mean, you know, in this industry, you know, in the supplement industry, a lot of times there is, you know, there's a lot of bad people out there, but, you know, I generally don't deal with a lot of them. So, you know, so I mean, there's always going to be people that doubt it and think you're just saying things for money and things like that. It's, you know, that's just not what I do. You know, our site has grown by, you know, organically, and it's been a steady growth over years and years and years. I just don't even get upset anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain
you can't obviously you can't let it bother you. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the future of these types of forums, and I want to get your opinion on where things are going. We're talking with Erin Doherty. If you've never been to Anabolic Minds before, you should. It's one of the forums that you can go to safely, being a newbie, and ask questions and get good answers. And there's a wealth of information on that website that will help you progress, whether your goals be building strength or looking stronger, getting leaner, maybe supplements you're about to use, or even drugs that you're thinking of using. You can find a lot of great information at anabolicminds.com. We'll be right back. My lovely little mouse, check it out. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip, and this is my friend Sammy the Salmon.
What do you do?
Today, we're going to teach you some fun facts about salmon and a brand new.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Erin Doherty from AnabolicMinds.com. So, Erin, you know, mobile devices are reshaping the way people get their information. I mean, they've had a profound effect on my radio show. We have so many people that are now listening to the show on their droids, their iPhones, their Blackberries. We have the introduction of web-enabled car radios now hitting the market. So I look at these new technologies as ways for me to gain access to new listeners, as well as deliver content seamlessly and easier. How are these mobile devices affecting you?
Well, we did develop a an iPhone app and an app for the Droid and things like that. It just forces you to adapt. I mean, you either do it or you don't. And I think right now probably we only actually have, I think it's around 11% total traffic from mobile devices, but, I probably foresee that to, double or triple in the next, 3 to 5 years. So, it's tough to do. I mean, it's tough to design sites for mobile phones because there's so many different ones and, it sort of drives you a little nuts. We tried to, with the applications, we just tried to hit the two biggest ones so far. And we have had, I think just for the iPhone alone, over 10,000 downloads of the app. And
wow, that's great.
Yeah, and the Droid, I'm not sure. I mean, probably the first month, the Droid was actually beating the iPhone in downloads. So, there's a lot of people out there, using that. So, for us, it's, we wanted to be able to have people access the site easy, quickly. That was sort of the big thing with us. There's a lot of different ones you can get out there, but we want it to be fast. So, we think the application that we put out there is quick. There's still a lot of things that we want to do with it, but it's just with those things, it just takes a lot more time than the actual website. So, should be interesting in the next couple of years
to see what happens. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So where do you now? What about there's a lot of people looking for information that would not be traditional bodybuilder type people. So they're and obviously they're going to websites like yours looking for diet and nutrition information, looking for exercise information. Are you doing anything to accommodate the potential mainstream visitor so that they feel like this is not some zealot group or cult group that I shouldn't even be over here?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to appeal to, I mean, we don't want to forget the people that sort of got us where we are. And that will, in my mind, that will always be the focus of the site, is people that I don't want to say zealots, but just, they're sort of dedicated, to the sport. They're much more, interested in the scientific aspects of human performance and supplements and things like that. I think that will always be our strength. I don't want to make the site mainstream to the point where it's sort of just a fitness and nutrition site. It never was my goal. I could do it. I mean, I could make a lot more money. I could have a lot more traffic, but it's just not something I want to do. We're talking like, extremely kind of, sort of fluffy material,
right.
Very basic things that is what I want to stay away from. I mean, I want to be more focused on the advanced type topics and we're doing some things I'm excited about, bringing some people in that are going to be featured on the site that address these and we'll never turn someone away that's getting into it. I mean, that would be pretty stupid, but, we also want people that are, qualified to answer some of the more advanced stuff. So, we're bringing a couple people in. Robert is coming in. Robert Regis, the guy who does the blueprint.
Right.
I have to get back to him. He wants, he's going to be a featured guy on there. I'm bringing him in. Dr. Dana Hauser of Medical Muscle, I've talked to him, and he showed a lot of interest in coming on, so I want to get him on. Talked to Patrick Arnold. Patrick Arnold is interested in having, basically his own discussion forum, by him. I talked to him. I want to bring him on. He said he would do that. So we're, with this whole, we just got done doing a redesign of the site. And that was sort of a nightmare, and that's sort of done. Now I can move on to these things.
New nightmares. You can take on new nightmares now.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, those guys are just, you know, people know those names. I mean, these guys are, you know, can really kind of bring it when it comes to advanced discussion. And, you know, so I'm sort of excited to have them on there, and they'll be, you know, they should be up pretty shortly. There's still some things I'm ironing out with in terms of design, and I want to get everything sort of done and finished there. That took a lot longer than was planned. So, I'm excited about kind of the direction that we're taking this. We started featuring a lot more articles from a lot of different sites. A lot of these sites are pretty happy about that, just because, you know, I'm sort of driving traffic to a lot of these sites, but, you know, I think these articles are really good. They bring a really good sort of a hole that was missing, I think, on the site. I'm excited about that.
Are you familiar with a guy who does my show once in a while who goes by the name of Professor Dr. Andro?
I do, yes. He was probably the only one that did not want his articles on the site, and so I said, okay, no problem.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
Which sort of surprised me. I mean, he kind of wanted to keep it over there, and I mean, that's his prerogative. Some guys want to push their, have their own site and really have their own little collection of users, and that's fine. I have no problem with
that.
Yeah,
you got to respect that if that's what
absolutely.
You're doing.
He's building his own brand. You know, yeah, I mean, he basically said, you're taking, like, I'm like, listen, you know, everything that we, every article we put on there, we basically link back to you, we credit you, we're not, this is all you.
Right.
You know, if you don't want to be there, no problem.
Right.
So, you know, he's sort of the opposite that we've found from a lot of authors. I mean, you know, most of these authors want to get as many readers as they possibly can. So,
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so what does the future have in store as far as radio? Now, you picked up radio, you picked up Supreme Radio, and you and I aligned ourselves that I needed someone to host a forum for me, because I knew I had enough common sense not to get into the forum business, because I knew that it was something that required round the clock attention and a lot of manpower and so on. And we agreed, and you put the radio show up there. Are there other radio shows that you're thinking about putting up there? Are you going to grow the channel, so to speak?
No.
What about an Anabolic Minds radio show?
I always thought about it. I mean, you know, this is sort of, I sort of have the same attitude you did. I always wanted a radio show. I always wanted another option for people, you know, to, you know, maybe they're surfing the site and boom, you can click a button and listen to sort of the same topics that you're reading about. I always wanted that other media aspect on the site. And, you know, I think you did a great, I mean, I've listened to your show. I know, you know, you've done shows for years and years. And I said, you know, this sort of, it just fits. And, you know, when we talked, it's just, you know, you want, people told you they wanted a forum, but you didn't want to run it. While I wanted a radio show, I didn't know how to do it.
A match made in heaven. There you go.
Yeah. So, it's been great. I think it brings a whole nother aspect to the site. I love it, and, I couldn't be happier.
Before we end the interview, we also have to recognize and kind of plug a special relationship you have with NutriPlanet, which actually ended up giving you access to being able to supply your visitors with discounted supplements and stuff like that. So I don't want to just let that go unnoticed. How long have you had NutriPlanet up there? How long has NutriPlanet actually been part of the Anabolic Minds framework?
I believe since 2004, 2005, I believe. I think, you know, this is the funny thing about that is people don't know is Sam, when I started my training business, Sam was my second client ever.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And, you know, he wanted the same goals as everyone else. He just, you know, wanted more muscle, lose fat, things like that. And, you know, he came to me and he was starting a website and he owned a storefront with his family and he wanted to do it. And, I had at that time, I had another retailer on there, and I pretty much told him, I said, listen, you know, I mean, if you want to be the exclusive, that's fine, you know. And I mean, at that time, selling ad space really wasn't even in, you know, what I was thinking about. I was right. more focused on my nutrition business. And Sam came to me and he said, hey, you know, I'm starting a company. Do you think I could get on there? I said, Sam, you know, I told another guy that, you know, I sort of gave him an exclusive. I said, I can ask him, but, you know, I can't really guarantee anything. I can't tell you. And so I went to the other guy. I said, hey, you know, do you mind this guy? You know, he supported me. He was my second client. You know, when I started my business, you know, it would mean a lot to me if you sort of let him on and share some space. And he did. And Sam took it from there. And then he sort of built NutriPlanet. I think he built it based on customer service. I mean, you know, he was definitely, you know, cheaper than a lot of people at the time, but he really focused on customer service. And I think built a very large, loyal customer base on his, you know, just his service overall. And, yeah, he's become a friend of mine over the years, and we have a really great relationship. You know, we've both grown tremendously, you know, since we started, and, just one of the really, really good guys in the industry. Can't say enough about him.
Yeah. In retrospect, is your wife happy that she lent you that money? I know she wasn't your wife at the time, but now that she looks back at it, obviously it's been a good thing for the family, right?
I started the business, and she is working for a pharmaceutical company. She got transferred down here in Florida, where I am now. And, you know, we up and moved in within a month, 1,200 miles down here. She started a new job. I started my business. She was laid off a year later. And, you know, her whole dream was just to become a mom. She just wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And so the business sort of took off. And, you know, I was in some other things at that time. And, you know, when real estate was sort of going crazy at the time. And we were, you know, doing that and along with the site. And she got laid off. And the company basically that she worked for closed up shop. And she didn't have a job. And I said, you know, that's okay. We're doing okay. And you can be a mom. So I think she's pretty happy with her investment.
Now, how many children do you have, Aaron?
I have one now. He's 18 months, and I have another one on the way.
Ah, that's wonderful. So it's a son that you have, the child?
I have a son, yes.
And will you inspire your son to get into physical culture, you think, or are you going to let him find his own way?
I'm going to let him find his own way.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell him what I believe. And I said, but it's your choice. It's your life. If he's anything like my personality, he'll do everything, you know, he'll do the opposite of what I tell him to do. So I'll let him, you know, just like myself and sort of my father, they really let me find my own way and do my own thing. And it's turned out pretty good. And, so I'll hopefully, you know, he'll find his way, and that's fine. If he wants to, I just told him if he learns how to throw a baseball left hand at 90 miles an hour, you're going to be good for life.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned your dad. Are your parents still alive?
Yes.
Good. Do they understand what you do? A lot of times, it's hard to convey some of these new technologies that we make livings in. Like, my mom is 88 years old. She just turned 88. And I remember the first time I told her that I was on the radio, she just couldn't grasp the idea that I was on the radio. So I started sending her. I used to burn CDs, and I would send them to her. And then one time when I visited her in Phoenix, I said, did you listen to the CD? She goes, yeah, they're nice, but it's just you talking. And I said, well, yeah, Mom, that's what I do. I'm on the radio now. This is when I was still with Clear Channel. I was on AM radio. And she goes, yeah, you're on the radio. I don't hear you here. And I was like, okay, thanks, Mom. You know, so and even to the, you know, she couldn't grasp it. Do your parents understand what you do?
Yeah, they do. I've explained it to them enough times. You know, I still have trouble answering that question now when people ask me. You know, a guy did it. I was at a wedding this weekend, and the guy says, you know, what do you do for a living? And I just, it's tough to explain to people. I said, you know, I sort of basically say I own an internet media company. You know, we sell advertising and to, you know, we have a couple of high traffic websites and we sell ads, and that just makes it
More complicated. Yeah, okay. I was going to say that makes it more complicated. No, but it doesn't. You're right. So what? So you have a few sites? You not just Anabolic Minds?
And pretty much our bread and butter. I mean, we have a couple other ones that really have nothing to do with this industry. We've done, you know, we used to do, me and Greg, we've done like search engine optimization for a lot of different sites that have nothing to do with this industry at all. You know, we've helped other sites grow but this sort of, you know, as much as we've branched out into other avenues, this sort of, we always keep coming back to this just because the demand keeps getting more and more and more. You know, we just keep getting more companies wanting to advertise. We keep getting more people. We have to keep upgrading, you know, hardware, software, everything. And this is sort of our baby. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, I just keep hoping that it keeps growing the way it does. Because I have, you know, pretty much a family to think about for the next 10 years.
No, but you know what? That's why in any business, you can't be stagnant. You always have to be looking forward, and you have to try to perceive where the industry is going.
Exactly.
and where you fit into it. That's part of staying alive in business.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, and the pressure is on that, you know, you have to provide for people for the next, you know, for the rest of your life, you know, so, you know, that gets a little worrisome every once in a while, but, I mean, we're doing bigger and better than we ever have, I can't be more happy with it, and I never envisioned it becoming
what it
this
is.
Big.
Yeah.
And this many people interested, and it's just taken off like crazy. So
yeah, that's wonderful. You know what? A lot of it has to do with the fact that very few people in this world today are willing to just put their heads down and do the work and not keep looking around for signposts for their success. And all of a sudden, you get 5, 6, 7, 8 years up the road, and you go, "Wow, this went fast, and I'm doing well." Most people are constantly looking up for signposts, going, "Am I successful yet?" And then they get disinterested. They go, this is taking too long, and then they bail and do something else. You just got to put your head down and do the work every day. Show up every day for work, and that's it.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, and with this business, it's 7 days a week. It does not end. You get requests and complaints and emails and things you have to do with around the clock. And, you know, that's, you can never be away from it for too long. It's just, it never ends. Sometimes I hate it, and sometimes I love it. So, but that's, you know, that's with any business. But, you know, I'm amazed. I mean, I tell a lot of companies that, even sponsors, like, you know, don't worry about what the other guy's doing. Just worry about what you're doing and work your butt off, and you'll get to where, you know, you want to be. And keep worrying about what everyone else is doing. You don't have a prayer.
Can you stay with me through this break? Because I have one other question I want to ask you, and I have to make an announcement, a live announcement, that I just got an email from Quest Protein Bars. Can you stay with me through this break here?
Sure.
Okay, sit tight. We got a couple. One other question I want to ask Aaron Doherty when we come back, and I also want to make an announcement. I just got an email from the folks at Quest. Their new prototype flavor is out and ready, and I'm going to tell you what it is in just a minute. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5333. 1-800-283-8585 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. The new flavor is being announced. You're hearing it first right here on Superhuman Radio. They're about to announce it. And I've got the news first. The new flavor that Quest Protein Bars is announcing today is chocolate peanut butter. And if it tastes anything like any of their other flavors, it's going to be a winner. We're going to have Ron Kane from Quest on the show tomorrow, actually, talk about the new natural line. I'm very excited about the natural line. Some people have emailed me and said, Carl, I love the way the Quest protein bar tastes, but I don't like sucralose. Well, guess what? You'll have a choice. We're talking with Erin Doherty. Erin, I have to ask you, and it wouldn't be fair if I didn't ask you this question. You've been successful because of the people who post the most over there and share the most and contribute the most. Do you have any shout-outs you want to make to any of the board members that really have gone beyond the call of duty as just board members, not necessarily moderators, and really contributed to the community there at AnabolicMinds.com?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, I can't even remember half the names, the people that even post. I mean, I have so many posts going on. You know, specific members, I know who they are. I don't know if I can actually pronounce their names because some of their screen names are sort of unpronounceable.
Yeah, right.
I do have special thanks to a lot of the mods that, I mean.
Well, you want to go ahead and give them shout-outs then?
Well, Brian, who is a.k.a. David Dunn right now.
Right, he used to be B5150, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to get him on the show. I've actually had people from AM say, please get him on the show and interview him about his journey into, you know, from ill health to where he is today. And I've emailed him, but I haven't had a response back yet. So
yeah, I know he's extremely busy. He works a lot.
Yeah.
And he puts in time on the forum while working just an enormous amount of hours. You know, he's been really good for many years. I always told him, you know, if I could afford hiring him as my public relations guy, I would, because he seems to express his opinion much better than I do,
right.
Especially on the board, because I tend to get hot-headed sometimes, and he just seems to handle it so much better than me. You know, there's so many people. You know, if I had some time, I could create a list, of people that have really contributed. I can sort of see their usernames right now, but it's tough to sort of pronounce some of them.
Right.
There's guys that have been on the board for a long, long time, and I really do appreciate a lot of these guys and a lot of these members. It's tough to – a lot of times it just doesn't come across like that. I know how it comes across sometimes, and even guys that I really had disagreements with, sort of nasty discussions, I just have a feeling that if it wasn't on an internet forum and we were just, if we were face to face, this is the same guy that I would really get along with and be buying a beer right now.
Well, you know what it is too? Internet forums, like any written word, even text messaging, take on a tone sometimes that they're not meant to take on. You can send someone a message on a forum or a text message, and the person reading it will interpret it as having a tone that you're either angry or you're being snooty or you're being nasty. So there is you're right. A lot of times you meet these people and you find out that that's not the tone that they are delivering the message with at all.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I mean, there's so many people that just take things the wrong way. And a lot of times you're just posting something sort of quick. Usually if I'm posting, it's because I'm working on the board. And usually if I'm working on the board and posting, it's because something's really annoying me on the board that I can't get quick. I'm trying to fix something that's just not working. So I tend to get a little agitated. So some of the posts might come off, a little bit harsh, but, it just takes on a whole kind of a meaning of their own, and it's just not, I sort of have a sarcastic streak in me to begin with, so anytime you try to get sarcastic with somebody on a forum, it tends to usually flame up into something more than it is, so, that's the way it is, we're all here, 90% of the people are here for the same goal, so I think if, everyone was sort of in person and, if we're all in like a bar somewhere, it just, none of this stuff would really happen. I think, all the disagreements and the name call and things like that, it just wouldn't happen. So, it is what it is, but, there's just a lot of guys out there, if you gave me some time, I could give you a list.
Well, I tell you, I'm looking at the post that I mentioned earlier. It's actually posted by a fellow named Pagan, who's been on the forum for a long time, on Anabolic Minds since 2008. But he's only posted 5 times. Obviously, my show about Pasteur inspired him to post. Mm-hmm. And I respect his opinion. Because the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, I'm in search of the truth. About certain things for myself. I don't have an agenda on this show. And in fact, I posted in the forum this morning to let him know that I've got Dr. Merrill Nass, who has testified before Congress about the effects of the anthrax vaccine. She is well informed about the chickenpox vaccine, several vaccines she's an authority on. She's coming on a show in 2 weeks, along with Dr. Mark Siegel, who is on the Fox News medical team. And I'm trying to get one other guest, but she doesn't want to come on, it appears, because she feels that it's going to be too much of a adversarial debate. But I'm going to have people on both sides. Dr. Mark Siegel and Dr. Merrill Nass are both advocates in one direction or the other. However, they're both moderate. Dr. Nass has her opinions about vaccines, but she also says that you have to weigh the dangers against the risks and recommends that older and younger people should consider vaccinations. And Dr. Mark Siegel is an advocate for vaccines. At the same time, he is not ignorant of the potential negative side effects. So we're doing a show on vaccines specifically because I want to get to the bottom of the whole vaccine issue. Mm-hmm. But it's Pagan who said Carl is in good company. He and that noted scientist Jenny McCarthy may make the rest of us see sense yet. So I just think that's funny. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you get on the forums, you know.
No, it's... and it's all good. You know what? I'm glad that I'm assuming it's a he. I apologize if it's a woman. But I'm assuming that, you know, he listened to the show. He had to delete the show, actually. He said it was so horrible, but he hasn't deleted all of my shows, just that one. And that makes me feel good. So, but I'm glad that you know what? I don't get it right all the time on the show. I'm no authority. I mean, I say that more than anything. I mean, I put my foot in my mouth constantly. I've done mea culpas on this show, over and over again because I've come out and said, well, I was wrong about this, or, you know, we're given a different point of view on vitamin A. I just did that with vitamin A recently. I looked into vitamin A and I was espousing high doses, and then I found out, you know what? Maybe that's not the most sensible thing to do. Maybe moderate doses are more sensible, and I had to take a different position. Unlike Dr. Oz, who doesn't admit anything he says is wrong, even though the show the week before contradicts the show the week after, you know, I come out and say I'm an idiot sometimes. It happens. You know?
Absolutely. I make a lot of mistakes. I make, you know, we're all human. We all make mistakes. We're not perfect. And I made plenty of them. And, you know, I've probably, you know, written some things on the board that I shouldn't have written.
While you were drinking, Aaron?
No, probably just because I'm just stubborn and pigheaded. Probably. That's probably why. But, yeah. You know, there is one guy I would, you know, now that there is one guy, we actually hired a guy off the forum to help us out. And, his name's Eric, and, he has done a fabulous job. He's doing everything that we need him to do. He's been on the forum for a long time. So I just sort of wanted to give him a little shout out and say, Eric, you're doing a fabulous job.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right, well, listen, Aaron, I know you're a busy guy. We actually set this interview up, you know, almost a month in advance.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing the story about Anabolic Minds. Happy 9th anniversary.
Yes. And hopefully I'll get on before the 10th.
There you go. And there you go. And congratulations on the soon to have another child. I think that's wonderful.
Yes.
And all the best to you, really. I mean it.
Thank you so much, Carl. Really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Take care.
Stay tuned. What am I saying? Stay tuned. That's the end. That's the end of Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening. We've got a great show planned for you tomorrow. So tune in then.